You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's up, Dream Builder? Welcome back to another episode in this series of Freestyle Fridays. And today we're going to be talking about the blueprint of not just building a business, but more importantly, building a brand. And I think that that's very important because no matter what you're doing in life, you're going to do it for seasons. For some people, they're able to stick with things for 10, 15, 20 years. But for some people, they can only do it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Call it a sprint rather than a marathon. And that's okay too. But I think more importantly, the thing that you always have to be thinking about is how do I build legacy? And a lot of the times, legacy is attached to your brand as opposed to just that business. Many of people have multiple businesses. Let's look at Elon Musk. Let's look at, and obviously these are the top 1% of the 1%, but there's even people that you know in your life that has multiple business or multiple investments, but you don't know all of those and it doesn't really matter. What really matters is who they are and what they stand for and what their brand's all about. So that's what we're going to talk about today is how do you build a solid brand so no matter what you're doing in life, you know that you give yourself and your family the best opportunity to win. So I got three gems on this, and we're going to start out with the first one, and that is your brand's origin story. Now, I want to kick this off with a little story. Well, you probably didn't know that the tech titan that we know today definitely didn't start out that way. In fact, it really just started out as an idea, something that wasn't visible to really anyone yet. Kind of like gravity before Newton had that aha moment with Apple. And for those of you who are wondering, okay, what is he talking about? Well, let's take it back to 1976 when Apple's first logo was created. That first logo showcased Sir Isaac Newton sitting underneath an apple tree. And it wasn't just an historical scene. It really packed symbolic meaning. And that apple falling on his head led to a moment of clarity for him, a fundamental understanding of something so small but a force that governs all of our world, and that's gravity. And so as I was doing research, what it really told me was that Apple, they chose this logo because it spoke to innovation, discovery, and the gravity of ideas that could really change the world. And so I say that because I think that whoever you are, right, and you know what you stand for and you know what your mission is, but I think it's more about your brand story and you need to tap into it the same way that Apple did. It's not just about how you're starting or how you've already started. It's really about the core truth or the principle that you feel like your brand unveils to the world. What's the gravity of your brand? What's that foundational belief or the value that's pulling everything in your business towards that central point? Apple figured that out fast, and I think that's the kind of thing that's always kept them innovative and just pushing the limits. So what's that mean for you? Well, I think that it's all about stripping down everything at its core and asking yourself, like, what's your Apple, right? What's your gravity? What's that straightforward message that sums up what you're all about? Because the only things that really matter at the end of the day is who you are and what you stand for. And I think that can be definitely wrapped up in your story and your brand. It's got to be something obvious and that feels real and authentic to the people. Because if you learn how to story tell, I can promise you, you'll never go out of business. Moving on to the second big pillar of building a brand. Now, you got to understand it's all about connection. Let me just put it to you straight. If your brand does not resonate with people on a personal level, it's just another name out there. Let's think about Nike. They're not just selling shoes and gear, even though everybody thinks that at the surface level, but really they're selling the idea that if you wear Nike, if you wear that brand, you're a part of the movement, that you got the same hustle and grind as the greats in sports. And it doesn't make a difference if you're hitting the gym or playing a pickup game at the park or you know, going to ballet, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, when you're wearing that swoosh, you feel like you're a part of a bigger story, and you feel like you're a part of a movement that says, I get shit done. Why? Is because I just do it. Now, I get it. Not everybody's going to be an athlete, but that's not the point. The point is that you're feeling some type of aspiration, that connection to excellence, and that's what you want your audience to feel. The same thing that Nike nails. So Nike wants you to feel that no matter where you are or no matter where you're from, that you can just do it. And that's the same thing that you got to bring to your audience. So again, what does that mean for you, for your brand? It means that you got to find a universal chord, something on the inside that tells your audience what they can vibe with. It's all about being more than just a product or a service. It's about being a part of customers' lives, their dreams, their aspirations, their goals, and their vision, right? For instance, many of you guys are hustling out there. I know for me, I'm always hustling, but that's a part of the grind, right? I'm a dreamer. So dreaming comes with hustling. It's always starting something new, working on your dreams, making things happen. So your brand should feel like a friend to your audience, to whoever your ideal customer is. Somebody that's cheering them on, someone that understands the grind, the late nights, the early mornings, the sacrifice. And it doesn't have to be around motivation. Again, it could be something that they vibe with, that they feel like it gives them a better sense of purpose, and it gives them a sense of community. So the takeaway in this is, don't be just another logo. Don't be just another company. Be a voice that says, hey, I see you. I'm with you.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's make dreams happen together. That's how you build a brand that sticks, by being genuine, by being a support system, by being a part of their journey, not just a part of their destination. And last but not least, y'all, we're going to talk about the third pillar, which is innovation. But I'm not just talking about tech or science stuff, even though we've already talked about Apple, but I mean the kind of innovation that we look at a lot of companies and we think that they're plain or boring, or I guess for a better word, let's use standard. But for a lot of those companies that we think about, let's use, for example, Volvo, right? I know for me, I have a Volvo, but it was so funny that in the beginning, this was back in 2018, and I was looking to get my first luxury vehicle, and the last vehicle that I wanted, the last car I wanted was a Volvo. And my guy Lupe was like, yo, you got to look at these. Like, they're not what you think that they used to be. And I was like, nah, man, I want the Audi. I want the BMW. I wanted something that I felt was cooler, right? But what I'm trying to get at in this is, for a lot of companies, right? Let's even use like Oreos, for example, right? I don't know if you remember, but a year or two ago, they tried to like shake it up and they tried to do something different. And I think going back to the car examples, that, you know, for Volvo or even Reebok, right? There's a lot of clothing brands that are trying to do the same thing. But if you remember, they all kind of started where they had hits in the beginning, but then they just kind of became the standard, the status quo, and it didn't feel like that they were staying relevant. They knew who their audience was, but they also knew that to keep the conversation going, they had to figure out how do they change it up a little bit. And I know Volvo's done this because if you look at it, they're some of the most stylish cars on the market now, right? All Oreo, they tried to do it with different flavors and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is that's what I believe that innovation is all about. And so for your brand, that means never getting comfortable, right? That means that we always got to find a way to stay relevant. I always say for anybody in business, there's only two reasons that anybody goes out of business. Number one is no one knows you, right? So that means you're not marketing enough. Or number two is people forgot about you. Again, that means that you're not marketing enough. So you got to always be asking yourself, how can I be better, right? How can I be different? I always say money flows to the different, not to the similar. And so you got to ask yourself, how can I be different? And that doesn't mean that it has to be a complete overhaul. Sometimes that just means you got to do small tweaks that keeps you ahead of the curve and in the game. Take it from me and many of the businesses that I've done and I've had success in, it's not always about being first to the market. I mean, I don't think I was first to the market in anything, but it's about being the best in the market and the one that doesn't settle, the ones that's always looking for the edge, whether it's you got a service, whether it's your marketing or the way you interact with people, whatever it is, just keep pushing the boundaries and keep pushing yourself. Because at the end of the day, that feeling that when you're working on a project or you're working on a company and it just really feels good, it feels like you found your alignment, your genius, and now you're trying to take this thing to another level, that is the sweet spot. That's where you want to constantly be at. That's where you want to live at. It's about keeping your spark alive, whether that means whoever you're dating, whether that means your business, whatever it is. What it really just says to your audience, to anybody who sees you, is I'm not just keeping up, I'm setting the pace, right? So as you go about building your empire, remember, you got to innovate like Apple, you got to innovate like Oreo, you got to innovate like Volvo, you got to keep it fresh, you got to keep it exciting, and you got to keep everybody else on their toes because they're going to be wondering, what are you going to do next? It's the same thing that we look at these tech conferences and everything. We're always wondering what's next, because in this fast-paced world that we're all in, if you're not moving forward, you're falling behind. Our dream builders. So as we get ready to close this thing out, I want to circle back and talk about what we've just covered. We talked about, you know, the power of building a solid foundation in your brand with a story that resonates just like Apple did. We also talked about making sure that you tell your story in a way that builds connection with your audience, with your teammates, with your co-founders, whoever it might be. Make sure that you build connection. And last one is making sure that you're always being innovative and pushing that bar. Why? Is because it tells everybody those two things. And that's one, who you are, and two, what you stand for. So hopefully now you understand what I meant in the beginning when I said building a brand will always be more important than building any business. Remember, whether you're hustling in a boardroom or you're grinding on Instagram, TikTok, or you're just selling a product or service, you're selling a piece of a dream. And that, my people, is what separates icons in any industry, and it's really what makes a brand legendary. So I say to you, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep reinventing the wheel, because when you build a brand that stands for something, you're not just making a mark on your market or your niche, you're etching your name in the halls of history. So thanks for tuning in, my people. Remember, in the dream we trust, but you gotta take action on something. Otherwise, that dream that you have, and we all have a dream, without any action, it'll only merely be a fantasy. That's all for this one. I'll catch you on the next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.